זה פרק וו, אני יכול למצוא מה צלח הארץ. פרק וו הלך הארץ. מצווה ססה מן התורה לאכול מצה בליל חמישה עשר שנאמר בו ערב תאכול מצות בכל מקום ובכל זמן. ואכילת מצה is always דאורייתא בכל מקום ובכל זמן. ולא טוב האכילה זו בקורבן פסח, קורבן הפסח, אלא זו מצווה בפני עצמו ומצווה שכל הלילה. Meaning that we paskin the magnificent cloth of the Gemara from the end of Pesachim and Kufchot, that Matzah b'zman is Adaraisa, Moro d'Rabban, and that unlike Moror, which as the Rambam will tell us at the end of the parak, he said the same thing already in Sefer Mitzvahs. The end of Parag Zayin. Parag Zayin Alach Yidbeh is that the Rambam is going to say that Achilas Moro Eina Mitzvah Natar B'Pnei Atma Ela Tzui Hi V'Achilas HaPesach She Mitzvahs Esai Achas Lachul B'Sah HaPesach Al Matzo Merorim. So in contrast to Moro, which is a detail, an element of mitzvah Achilas Pesach, matzah is also an independent mitzvah. That's the thrust of the pasuk by Tocha Matzah. So again, as the Magen Mishnah quotes, this is what Rava says, it's Machlokes Amoraim, but this is what Rava says in Kufchaf and Pesachim. Elazu mitzvah mifnei atzmo mitzvah sakol halayla. Mitzvah sakol halayla is the Machlokes Tanoim, whether that's the case. The Machlokes of Elazman and Zarin Rabbi Akiva is about the Zman of Achilas Pesach. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Achilas Pesach is only until Chatzos. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's called a Laila. And then, even though Mitzvah Matzah is an independent Chiyuv, but its Zman is Hukash to the Zman of Achilas Pesach. So Memela, the Machlokes of Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, by the Zman of Achilas Pesach, carries over to Achilas Matzah. So one question in the Rishonim is, how do we paskin in that Machlokes of Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva? Do we paskin like Elazar ben Azariah? Or do we paskin like Rabbi Akiva? Then there's the second question, which the Rosh and Rabbi Natan discuss. Afilo Timse Lomar, that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that the Zman of Achilas Pesach, min hatoris kol halayla. But, and therefore, we would pass in the Zman of Achilas Matzah, min hatoris is kol halayla. But, just as by Achilas Pesach there's a siyag of chatzos, so too by Achilas Matzah there's a siyag of chatzos. So again, the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam one of the two says that it's a perish, that even if you pass on like Rabbi Akiva, min HaTorah, that the Zman of Matzah is all night, but there is a siyag of Chatzos, the first mission in Brochus. They call it Nachol in the Yom Balayla, so Chachamim said, Ad Chatzos. So the Rambam here, when he says, M'sosu Kol HaLayla, so the Rambam is taking two positions. A, he's saying, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. B, he's saying, and that according to Rabbi Akiva, the siyag of Chatzos doesn't apply to Achilas Matzah. The question is, why not? The siyag of Chatzos, so maybe the siyag of Chatzos is only to avoid Isur. So if you have Nechol in the Yom V'Laila and you eat it too late, so then you're going to be over in Issa Nosa. But that doesn't seem to be the case, because the siyag applies to Mitzvah Kriyat Shema. So it seems clear that the siyag of Chatzos is not only the harchik odom min ha'aveira to be over losa say by if you leave it till the end of the night, So then, you know, 1 minute on the wrong side of, 1 second on the wrong side of a Moda Shachar is the difference between a Mitzvah Esrei and an Issa Nosa. But that's not, it's not true that Siyag is only for that, because the first mission, Brachos says, that the Chachamim say that Kriya Shema is only Ad Chatzos because of the Siyag. So why wouldn't you have the siyag by achilas matzah? That's the question. The Rambam doesn't have it. The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch that a person should be zahir to eat afikoman before chatzas. Again, which is either like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or like the Rashi, that even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, but the Maisa, Mitzvah Matzah is Midrabanan, is you have the deadline of Chatzos. And the Rambam doesn't have the Siyag by Achilas Matzah. Certain per kress of Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halacha Tezvav, Kvar Bi'ana B'chama Makomos, She'ena Pesach Nechal El Ad Chatzos, Yedel Harchik Min HaAveira. V'din Torah She'ye Ochel Kol HaLayla Ad She'yala Amud HaShachar. In Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Aleph Halacha Tez, Ezeu Zman Kriya Shema, Ba'layla, Mitzvasa Mishan Sitzias Kachor Ma'at Chatzi HaLayla. Okay, to include Pesach, the Lashon is the Harchik min Aveir, and the Skriya Shema, the Lashon is the Harchik min HaPshia. Different Lashon. In Perek Bet Dalet of Maisa Kavanas Alach Beis Kol Shekervu Matira Bayom Malin Oso Al Mizbeach Kol Halayla Ketzad Zvachim Shenizvak Damim Bayom Maktira Neimuvin Emuvehin Balayla Ad Sheyala Murashacha V'chein Evare Ha'olas Maktira Nosim Balayla Ad Sheyala Murashacha V'kedei L'Harchek Min HaPshia Omer Chachamim She'en Maktira Neimuvin Ve'evare Ha'ola Ela Ad Chatzos Halayla. And in Paragina Lachachesu Ma'aseh Kabbana, so that's by Hekta Chalom Ve'evarim, right? Dalet Beis was Hekta Chalom Ve'evarim. Yud Ches, Paragina Lachachesu Ma'aseh Kabbana, Kol Eilo Ne'echolin Le'yom Ba'layla Din Torah She'en Ne'echolin Ad She'yalem Ad HaShachar G'day Lahafek Min Ho'aveira Amo Chachom She'en Ne'echolin Ala Ad Chatzos Ha'layla. I'm not sure if the Pshat is going to say it's correct. I know why the Rambam thinks there's no siyag of chatzos by mitzvahs matzah, but he doesn't have it halakha l'maaseh. Rambam continues of b'shana be'egel achilas matzah b'shus ratza ochal matzah ratza ochal orez adochan akleis operos, meaning that the Rambam doesn't have, you know, the famous shita of the gra, but that there is a kiyum ha-mitzvah called shiva in eating matzah. There's just no chiyuv. So the Rambam does not have that. The Rambam, it's no different than eating potatoes. Eating matzah the rest of the week, or Pesach, is no different than potatoes. Avo b'leil chamishasa b'lvad chova, u'misha'ochel kezayis yotzei d'echol asa. So the Lashon HaRambam here suggests the following. The Rambam could have economized and just said, mitzvah sase minato, lechol kezayis matzah b'leil chamishasa. Instead, he says, initially, when he presents the mitzvah, he doesn't mention the shir. He says, mitzvah sase minato, lechol matzah, he doesn't mention the shir. And even when he repeats it, he says that avo b'leil chamishasa b'vad chovo, misha'ochal kezayis yotzei lechol asa. So the very clear impression conveyed by the Rambam is that more than a kezayis, the night of the 15th is a mitzvah. That whatever matzah a person eats the night of the 15th is part of the mitzvah. It's not that once you eat the kezayis, so then everything, min ha-Torah, everything else is reshus. So obviously, you draw a bond and there's a chiyuv of more than one kezayis. But no, the Rambam is saying even on the Raisa level, that there is a kiyum in eating matzah. That's what I'm saying. Mishoch kezayis yotzei lechova. But he doesn't define the mitzvah that way. He separates the shir from the mitzvah because the mitzvah is taka open ended in terms of kiyum mitzvah. So the Rambam has that. How does the Rambam know that? Maybe the mitzvah is only Yiddick Zayas. How does the Rambam know it? So the Mishnah at the end of Avi Pesachim says that Ein Maftirin Acha HaPesach HaFikoma. So you can't eat dessert after the Korban Pesach. Right? In the Mishnah, not the way we use the word colloquially, in the Mishnah, the word afikoma is not referring to the Pesach. It's referring to what you would have eaten after the Pesach that you can't. So you can't eat dessert or anything else after the Korban Pesach. Ein maftir afikoman achar Pesach. Right. And then the Gemara says that the Zman Hazeh, ein maftir achar matzah afikoman. Zman Hazeh, that what we eat at the end of the meal is not the Korban Pesach, but we eat matzah. So you can't eat after the matzah. Why can't you eat after? Why can't you? Take a look. Ches, tes.
So
ובזמן הזה אוכל כזיץ מנצה ואין אותו עם אחרי הכלום. כדי שיהפסק סעודסו וטעם בוס בשר הפסח או המצה בפיו, שאכילוסן היא המצווה. That the din of ein maftirin is that the taste that lingers should be from the achilas mitzvah. And the lashon shachilas and hi ha mitzvah, the hey ha yidia, it doesn't sound like the thing about the mitzvah d'rabban, ha mitzvah with the hey ha yidia. But I don't understand, the mitzvah d'araisa of matzah. You were yotzei by motzi matzah. The matzah that you're eating by afikoman, by tzofon, is not achilasan he a mitzvah. So what does the Rambam mean that the tam for the din of ein maftirin is that today she yehefsek suudasa v'tam b'sar ha-pesach o ha-matzah b'fiv sha-achilasan he ha-mitzvah So that's what I'm saying. No, so you see that the matzah that you eat v'achrona is also matzah d'oraisa. Hagam, that it was enough what you ate for Rishona, that you were yotzei, but what you're eating v'achrona is still ha-mitzvah. It's still matzah d'oraisa. And that's what's reflected in the din of ein maftirin, acha matzah afikoma. The same way, it's true of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, the Rambam also has you, famously, the Meshitas Rambam is that they eat Korban Pesach twice. Once at the beginning of the meal, and again at the end of the meal. They ate it right after motzi matzah, and then again at the end of the meal. And there too, the it's all the kiyum of the ochel sabas of balai lazeh. It's not just that the first kezayis is the kiyum of ochel sabas of balai lazeh. See, that's why also the Lashonas are very precise here. Again, in our halacha, Vav, Aleph, Mitzvah asim and atol lechol matzah v'alacham yishos, Hashanam v'alacham tochol matzahs. Fast forward to the end of the halacha. Aval b'leal cham yishos aval vad chova, u'misha'ochol kizayis yotzi lechol vasa. So in the beginning of the halacha, Rambam speaks in Lashon Mitzvah. At the end of the halacha, he speaks Lashon Chova. No, so heim hadvarim. In the end of the halacha, when he's going to mention the Shir Kazayas. So there he says that he speaks in terms of the Chiv. The Chiv is Kazayas. In the beginning of the halacha, when he doesn't mention the Shir, so the Rambam doesn't say the Lashon Chova, because the mitzvah is even beyond the Kazayas. The mitzvah is even beyond the Kazayas. It's only when he's going to Chova, the Kazayas defines the Chova. But in terms of where does it came, a mitzvah, that's what I'm saying. No, you see from the sugya, ein maftirin acha matzah afikoman, that there's a kiyama mitzvah in whatever matzah a person eats, the leal chamishasa. We'll just begin halacha dalatay and continue tomorrow with Hans Hashem. We'll probably come back to Beis and Gimel, at least the Gimel, I'm not sure about Beis. Ein odem yotzei dechovas achilas matzah, elin kein ochla me'echem mechamesh esaminim. Shinam ala sochal av chamit, shavasam tochal av matzahs. Dvam abam yidei chimot, im ochla matzah, yotzei vahen yidei chovasa. Aval sh'or dvorim, kegon orez, v'dochan, v'kitnios, ein yotzei vahen yidei matzah, v'fi she'ein vahen chamit. The Lashon HaRambam here is very meduyak. Matzah is very unique in that as a chefetz shel mitzvah, something very unique in that the definition of matzah is what it isn't. What's the definition of matzah? Something that didn't become chametz. The definition of matzah is what it isn't. So the emes is potatoes are matzah and. Well, depressing thought, but macaroons are matzah also. But the, all these things are on one level, right? But the answer is no, you're not yotzei, because to be yotzei mitzvah matzah, it has to be adal habali de chimutz. But again, what the word matzah itself means is something which isn't chametz. So apples are matzah. Apples are matzah. The Rambam says, Ain Adam Yotzi de Chovas Achilas Matzah. Ellen Cain, no, the matzah, the non chametz, has to be. You learn from the Hekesh, it has to be from Adav HaBalei de Chimutz. It has to mean that it had the possibility of becoming chametz and didn't become chametz. But something which is matzah, because it's not nitan to become chametz, an apple cannot become chametz. So then it's technically. It's correct to refer to that as matzah, but it's not if you're using matzah in the sense of what you can eat to be yotzei your mitzvah. So in that sense, it's not matzah. That's what the Lashon HaRambam is, that you're not yotzei mitzvah matzah unless the matzah was from chamesh aminim, because they have the potential to become chometz. Okay, we'll pick up with this tomorrow.